With 24 new cats in care, a colony born of 2 intact kittens, a soup group is calling for help. Kate Saunders has a long history with the West Coast Feral Cat Rescue and Rehabilitation, supporting the charity under previous names and last November joining the ranks of foster parenting. When the Otter Point resident spotted a "Free Kittens" sign, she simply asked the associated person what was up. She heard an all-too-common tale that started with 2 kittens that bloomed to 16, then 24. These people were completely overwhelmed and in despair, Saunders said. For 13 years, the small volunteer rescue group has advocated for stronger breeding regulations and responsible cat ownership along the island's southwest coast, while also funding more than 2,000 sterilization surgeries, vaccinations, and microchips. The new colony is on top of the 83 cats and kittens rescued since September 2024. A part of the problem is the rise of people online selling very young, unaltered kittens for $100 to $200. It's a matter of raising awareness. This is just one instance, Saunders said. This is what we're up against, and as an adoption society, we obviously hope to get these cats and kittens adopted, but we make sure they're all neutered, spayed, microchipped, and vaccinated. The cost to adopt is $600, likely a lower price tag than a free kitten that still needs all those things. It makes it more economical to adopt from us. The added benefit is the cat or kitten has already seen a vet, Saunders said, adding there's more knowledge of where the new feline friend came. The organization doesn't have the funds for the needed spay, neuter surgeries and vaccinations for the rescued souk colony. We are reaching out to our community for help, Saunders said. Find animals available for adoption and ways to help online at sofers.org.